On day three of the power outage across large swaths of the city and beyond, some New Yorkers still hadn't ventured out of their apartments. WNYC's Marianne McCune was on the Lower East Side yesterday visiting the LaGuardia Houses, a public housing complex on Madison Street.
Margaret Maynard lives on the 8th floor, and when I got there via the stairs, a family of Chinese immigrants emerged from the door next to hers.
We're going to our relatives right now to take a shower because we haven't had water.
The neighborhood has no power, and in a 16-floor building, that means no water either.
Margaret?
Hi. I explained to Mrs. Maynard that a friend of a friend of her nephew's in the British West Indies had sent an email saying they couldn't reach her and could someone check in.
Okay, so far, we no water, no.
Do you want to call your relatives on my phone?
Okay. Wearing slippers and layers of house dresses and sweaters, she says she's fine, despite the fact that no one has checked on her until now.
I'm 87 years old.
She has a radio with batteries. She's been eating crackers and orange juice and has other canned and boxed foods. But she's wondering what happened to the ham she thought was in her fridge.
Let me get a phone book.
When the power went out Monday, so did her phone. Since then, she's talked to no one. She shuffles through the apartment looking for her phone book so we can call her relatives.
You want me to look in the fridge for the ham while you're looking for the brown book? Okay.
You don't see no ham in there, right?
I didn't see any. Your refrigerator smells a little bit like things are starting to go bad, too.
Oh, God, I'm ready.
We try her sister in Brooklyn, but the call doesn't go through.
Really?
Wait, not yet.
So she gives me a number in Harlem. Her best friend, okay, the maid of honor in her wedding 60 years ago.
Oh, it's ringing.
Hello?
Doris.
Yes.
There's a reporter from the news helping me out here.
Bernice was trying to get you.
They can't get me because I don't have no phone, no light, no nothing.
So what you going to do now?
What I can't do nothing.
The two start to go back and forth, arguing about whether Mrs. Maynard should leave.
I can't come down the steps because all the lights are out and whatnot. What am I going to do? You know I can't walk too good.
But you can't stay there like that, Margaret.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, Lord.
I don't want to go to no shelter.
Stop being hard-headed.
I ain't hard-headed.
She says she's fine on water, fine on food. The only thing she's worried about is figuring out a way to flush the toilet.
I'm going to flush it. I don't want it to overflow now because that'd be another mess.
That would be another mess.
I'm not complaining. Some people worse off than I, you know.
I say goodbye, thinking I'll go to the senior center to see what they can do. The stairway going down is black. You see nothing if you don't have a light. And the people going down ahead of me don't.
Everything okay?
No, because we don't have no light.
I have my phone for a flashlight. I can come down with you guys.
Okay, can you come in front of us?
Yeah.
Thank you. No problem.
I lead them down a floor before my light goes out.
Uh-oh, my phone just died.
Hold on, please. Hold on.
Then another light appears below us.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Somebody's lighting up the stairs for us with a lighter.
They sell them $3 flashlights up the block somewhere.
All right. How are you guys doing?
Bad. Is everybody doing bad over here? It should have been an emergency water truck over here. They didn't see if we had food or anything, you know? The supermarkets don't even really want to sell anything. They open, but if you don't have cash, you messed up. You know, everybody in these projects, they take EBT, you know. Food stamps, food stamps and, you know.
Jesse Kent and Michael Dave hold the mayor accountable. Dave wants to make sure his complaints don't affect the election.
Then they're going
to
blame this on Obama. Obama ain't do this. Obama ain't do this. Obama ain't do this.
Let's see, is this the exit?
Once outside, Candy Silva explains she and her son just moved here from a homeless shelter in the Bronx. This is her first day out since the storm, and she knows nothing about the extent of the power outage.
Where is, like, is it the whole city? Or the whole, what is it?
I tell her Upper Manhattan and much of the city have electricity.
Really? We have to get a cab so it could take us to the bank and then we get some money. This is really frustrating. This is really bad. I'm so scared. And we just moved here a week ago. I gotta go now.
Across the street, there's free water.
All right, I'm walking up to a fire hydrant, and people are filling jars and all kinds of bottles with water from the hydrant.
We need to flush those toilets.
Carmen Cortez says she won't let bacteria grow in hers.
It's about survival. Any empty bottle we can find, we're just filling it up because there's no water in any of the apartments.
Lydia Ortiz is heading out of town today after several days volunteering at a shelter she says was pretty sad, despite the best efforts of its staff.
A lot of seniors alone, scared, hungry.
Further down the block is the senior center, which is closed. But it's run by Henry Street Settlement, and across the street, employees are giving out meals.
We're giving out lunches.
At the settlement's headquarters, they're working their gas stove. Dozens of hamburgers and hot dogs are on the grill.
Corn on the cob.
Henry Street delivers to the homes of senior citizens, even when there's no hurricane. But this week, the group's executive director says they're also trying to get to people who just can't come down the stairs.
Some of our drivers are coming back reporting that when they deliver boxes either to a high-up floor or to a particular destinations, that our seniors are literally crying, not only because they were remembered in the storm, but just to have that contact with the driver.
I tell him about Margaret Maynard on the 8th floor of LaGuardia Houses, and he says he'll get someone there. But later in the day, I learn she's all taken care of. Doris George, the maid of honor, called Mrs. Maynard's sister. Her sister mobilized her own son, and Mrs. Maynard is now safely with him in Queens, like it or not. For WNYC, I'm Marianne McCune.